So, what's up, guys? I figured I would record another ramble to put with the one I recorded earlier because I was too busy eating and watching The Bachelor to remember to post it. But I have to take my puppers downstairs. I'm going downstairs. Anyways, now I'm going to be getting ready for work. I put my fake eyelashes on. They look so good and natural. It's so pretty. But yeah, my peppers are thirsty. And I gotta let them out to go potty. And then, like I said, I'm getting ready for work. It's hot. It's just, like, my room is always the warmest. I keep my door closed all the time, which I know is bad for, like, air circulation. I always have my fan on, and then today, it's kind of nice, and there's kind of a breeze, so I also open up my window, which also allows heat in, and then, you know, I have two big dogs in a small room with me. Let's see if I can open up my, I have to set my phone down to open this thing up, but because I'm getting ready for work, I was gonna get some tea to drink, if I can open my thing. Oh my god. I can't open it. Shit. Let's see if this. Come on. There we go. Okay. Laugh at how weak I am, because I am. I can lift. I swear I'm stronger than I look. Her being a little girl, but also, sorry, I'm gonna get ice. Tried to cover up the microphone, so hopefully it wasn't that loud. Anyways, I went to the store, the grocery store the other day, and I got this. Sorry, I was talking to my fridge. Probably can't hear me at all. I was at the store and I got this strawberry orange banana tea. So good, y'all. So good. I love it so much. Because I'm trying to drink less soda, even though I drank soda earlier. I'll probably take a soda at work to keep me sane. But I love this tea. Especially because it's really good for me. Let me see if I can find my containers in this pantry. Light strawberry orange banana naturally and artificially flavored instant drink mix. It is sugar-free. On only 5 calories per 8 fluid ounces. Which I drink more than that, but like 10, 20 calories, I don't really care about. It's not a big deal to me. I'm not much of a calorie counter. Sorry, I'm putting my dog's toy up, but more like, honestly, I don't know. Just I'm trying to eat better foods, I guess. Especially because I tend to put on more muscle on a lot easier. So that's just me. That's people who are girls who are like, oh my god, I need to make my legs a lot thinner. And I'm like, yeah, like I wish I could get skinnier thighs. And I definitely have some fat on my thighs I can lose. But it's mainly muscle. It's mainly muscle. Which is actually, I can lift. Let's see. How much can I lift? £100. Plus some extra, because the bar is more. now that was just a deadlift. I'm trying to think what I used to do on the Smith machine. I think my max on the Smith machine I ever did was 100 pounds, probably. Because, I mean, it's a Smith machine for squats and stuff. But, I mean, I can lift, like, 80 pounds. Not much of a problem for me. Because my dogs are about 80 pounds, so I can lift them up. I can just pick them up like it's nothing, but they hate it, so I don't do it because they get mad at me. And then they don't come near me for like 10 minutes. But they've been being really good. So we'll come back upstairs. This tea is just so amazing. I love it so much. Come on. I don't like to go up the stairs when they do because they like to walk on my legs. Come on. Jake, come on. Because they go up it so fast. Same thing with like going down the stairs. I always let them go down the stairs first. Hey, we're not gonna play fight on the stairs. Jenna! Sorry for yelling. No, get in my room. Y'all know better. It feels so nice though. I was just saying it's hot, but yet if it wants, y'all. Oh, I forgot. I need. You're gonna unplug my laptop. I'm gonna be pissed off. I was gonna wash my face with a special face wash because I'm gonna be putting makeup on. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. I was just going to use so much stuff in my drawer. I have too many products, you guys. Way too many. Typical girl with all the shit. I literally just used this face wash. Face wash. The other day. And now I have somehow misplaced it. I don't know what the fuck. Like, excuse me? What did I do? I also brush my teeth a lot. Like, a lot. I've probably already brushed my teeth, like, 3 times today. That's because I have teeth issues. I don't know what's up with my teeth, but I've already had, like, 2 root canals and, like, 17 fillings, and I can't find what I wanted to wash my face with. What the heck did I do with it? I'm like looking under, put it under my cabinet. I don't know why. It's weird. Super weird. I'm super weird. I'm sorry. I also have too much stuff on my shower. Like, I have 2 body washes, a face wash, a face wash in my shower, a loofah. I have a charcoal bar I like to use. I have a solid shampoo bar. That's from Lush. I have this other body wash stuff thing from Lush that I like because it smells like a guy. It smells so good. I have 2 different shampoo and conditioners and a face mask that's an exfoliant that I use on there. Yeah. I have like 17 different face mask stuff. I don't use them all the time, but I have a bunch. A bunch of stuff. So, gonna wash my face real fast. Not a lot. It's the Garnier Clean Shine Control Cleansing Gel. I just like to do it because it pulls the extra oils off since I'm hot and it's hot outside and whatever. Before I put makeup on my face. So I'm just gonna get my face wet. Why not record this? Honestly, I don't care. So if you think I'm weird, or I don't know, you don't like listening to me do shit, I don't know. You chose to click on this audio, and I have no regrets. If you don't want to continue listening, that's fine. I think it's weird, and like, if you want to listen to me talk, listen to me talk. I don't really care. But I get a lot more. Well, and maybe it's just people don't actually listen to it because, like, obviously on Soundgasm, you see how many things it was clicked. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that's how many times it was played. It says that. But obviously, you can click it and not actually listen to the audio, or you can get to this part where I'm washing my face and be like, I don't really want to listen to that. That's weird. Or she's weird or annoying or whatever. But a lot of people listen. But I get, like, no upvotes or comments about them. I mean, I get the occasional, like, oh, I like listening to you ramble or whatever. But not a lot. Which, I mean, it's fine. It happens. Don't be scared to talk to me. Or leave a comment. I honestly try to respond to everyone. If I don't, I'm really sorry. Like, PM me again or something because it got buried.
not that I'm getting that much, but I don't always have time to look on Reddit. And so sometimes when I do, I have a bunch. Or, like, I find it easiest to talk to people on Reddit just because, I obviously don't like giving my information out or whatever. But yeah, so it's, I hold like full on conversations with people. It doesn't bother me any. If anything, it's easiest if I have like an actual conversation with you versus like two comments, because then it's a big long thing in your PM box, so it's easier for me to find. But yeah, and then I forgot what I was gonna say. Brush my teeth again. And I use, so for as much as I brush my teeth, and I floss twice a day, and it's just very frustrating. I have sensitive gums. My gums bleed very easily. I don't know why. That was my ankle popping. Sorry. Joint issues. So I use the, I think it's Crest. I don't remember which company it is. Sensitive, oh, it's Colgate. Just kidding. Found the thing. Sensitive toothbrush. That has softer bristles. And then I love the Crest HD Pro Health 2 system. Shampoo. It's late. It's 2:30. It's not that late. Feels late for me. Haven't been having to do a lot of thinking today, so pretty nice. But it's HD and it's a 2-step system. And one is like an exfoliant for your teeth, and it's a 4-red toothpaste for anti-cavity, anti-gingivitis, and sensitive teeth, which I do have sensitive teeth. And then the step 2 is the perfecting gel, which polishes and whitens. Actually, I really like it. I think my teeth have gotten whiter, I guess. I don't know. I've always kind of used this toothpaste or like other whitening sensitive teeth toothpaste, so my teeth have never been like yellow. Plus, I'm really good about brushing my teeth, so that's never been an issue. The annoying part about this is you're not supposed to rinse in between, because the second part is a polish, and so like it feels really weird on your teeth. But yeah, so like I said, the first part is an exfoliant, which roughs up your teeth. Doesn't rough up your teeth, it's your teeth. But, sorry, I hate toothpaste in my mouth. I hate mint. I hate mint so much. I hate mint, and it burns my mouth. And so, I don't enjoy brushing my teeth, even though I do it all the time for my own teeth health. And yes, I'm going to continue drinking my tea because maybe that seems like a mood point to y'all, but whatever. Okay, it's just how I do things. I'm just weird, and I like to waste my time repeating steps. I don't know. Don't give me shit, okay? Don't give me shit. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, Mom's back! They're like waiting at the door for me. Do not step on my laptop. Oh my god. I get it's on the floor, but still, like, don't step on it. Jenna just likes to walk all over it like it's nothing. It's tea. Oh my god, you guys. Oh, they're crazy. Oh, the only thing I will say about my teeth, so I had braces, when I was in middle school, I don't remember. I had gaps in my teeth. It was really bad. and so that fixed it, except, so the muscle, I forgot what it's called, or whether it is called it. Hey, move your butt.
Wanted to clip the muscle in between my two front teeth because I had a gap in my teeth. And my parents said, no, we're not going to clip it. And he's like, okay, but like if stuff happens in the future, her teeth are still going to want to have a gap because that muscle's there. And so guess who doesn't have her retainer, because I'm stupid and I lost it and I can't find it right now. Well, I have a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth, but my top teeth, I don't. So I use these little rubber bands and I just put them around my two front teeth to keep the gap from closing because I don't know where my retainer is. And it actually works. And I talk with a little bit of a lisp until I adjust to it again. I mean, same thing, like if I was actually wearing my retainer, I would talk with a lisp. But yeah, I mean, I wore my retainer when I was supposed to, like once you get your braces removed, you're supposed to wear it for like 24 hours for 6 months. And then, like every night for the rest of your life, pretty much. But yeah, so I mean, I did that for a while and then I kind of got lazy with it and then I lost it. So it's okay. It's all good and good. But yeah. Cannot drink my tea. Rude. Put on some moisturizer. I watched John Wick today. So good. Well, the second one. I already love the first one. I already have it on DVD. But I saw the second one. Sorry, I'm just trying to think of stuff to talk about. Hey, quit licking my makeup. It's gross. He didn't, but I know he was going to. Because they're dogs and they lick everything. Yeah, I saw John Wick 2. I was watching The Bachelor. I didn't finish it. I have 2 more episodes to go. It's fine. Like I said, just rewatching it. I already know who wins. But it's still fun, you know, to like re-go through that because I like that show a lot. Also catching up on some of my YouTubers' posts, which I mean, I follow a lot of them on Instagram, so I see their stuff anyways. What else? My dog is such a spoiled brat. So, I haven't been using my comforter, because I mean, it's hot. So it's currently on the floor and it's in a pile and Jake decides that he's only gonna lay on that and Jenna is getting in my face. Yeah, you gotta smash my phone. Okay, you can go lay back down. Go lay back down. Sorry for clapping. I hope that wasn't loud. Yeah. What else was I gonna say? The other day I watched a movie. I can't remember what it was called. I like to watch movies a lot. I don't remember what I watched. I'm really bad about falling asleep doing movies. I don't know why. I'm just really, really bad about it. Let's see, recent movies. Well, I guess some of my recent movies. Oh, The Accountant, which isn't a recent movie. It came out a while ago, but I totally, like, forgot, not realized about it. And then somebody was like, no, you can watch it. And I was like, yes, and I watched it, I loved it. And it was really good. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in the actual movie theater. 2 weeks ago? Not that long ago. I've seen Get Out. I saw Logan, but that's been out for a while. I also saw Kong Skull Island, but that's been out for a while. Oh, I watched Beauty and the Beast, the live action one. I thought it was really good and cute, and I like how they really, really did a good job, in my opinion, for the most part, sticking to classic cartoon Beauty and the Beast. Because obviously that's my fave. Yeah, glad they stuck with that. Now I'm just going to be putting on my BB cream because I don't feel like doing full-on foundation shit. It's just so much work, especially, like, when it's hot and since it's the end of the year and the kids don't have homework anymore, we're basically just playing. And so if I'm going to be outside and in the sun and sweaty, I'm not, like, I don't give a fuck about my makeup that much. I just put on the basic, because I'm basic, the basic stuff. Which means this BB cream is the Maybelline Dream BB Pure 8-in-1 Beauty Balm Skin Clearing Perfector Salicylic Acid Acne Treatment 2% Light Medium Sheer Tint. So it has a bit of a tint to it, but then it's also supposed to help with when I break out and stuff. So, yeah. And then I'll just put on a little bit of concealer under my eyes, brighten it up, because I have a terrible sleeping schedule. But lately, I've been taking melatonin at night, so I've actually been getting sleep, which is good, because goodness knows I need it. If I don't get enough sleep, I can be a bitch, sometimes. But I also used to be, like, borderline insomniac, so I don't know how it happened or what changed, but the other day, I got, like, 2 hours of sleep, and I was having to wake up, and I was so grumpy. Or, sometimes I, like, when I first wake up, I don't, like, talk. I just, like, if I'm really exhausted and I'm actually up, I don't speak. Which, I mean, used to be fine because, like, with my old job, I used to have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. So no one was up for me to talk to, and, like, at work, everybody was pretty dead still, so definitely wasn't expected that you had to talk to people. I got a new makeup bag I've been using. It says, I woke up like this, because we both know that's not true. And it has, it's, I like that it's, like, plasticky, so if, like, stuff leaks, it's just easy to clean and wash. And then it's white, and it has polka dots, and the letters are black. And, yeah, I like it. It's better than my huge thing with, like, all my makeup that I don't even wear. Excuse me. Because it's, like, stuff I try, and then I'm like, I don't really like this, and then I don't wear it. Except I need to find my chapstick. I put it on earlier. I mean, it's chapstick. I'm going to put that on. But now I don't know what to do with it. I set things down and they walk away. Oh, I found it. It's the Berry Sinister Lip Freak. Freak your lips out. The strongest buzzing lip balm in the whole world. And you guys, it literally makes your lips feel like they're vibrating. It's the coolest thing ever. I love it. I love it so much. It makes me feel so tingly. So cool. I got it at Sephora. No, just kidding. I never go to Sephora. I've been to Sephora like twice. I got it at, what's that other place called? Ulta. That's where I got it. I like it a lot. Yeah. Just gonna grab my, here's my concealer. Yeah. So work. Work is fun. And it's sunny outside, so that means I need to wear shorts and put on my tanning stuff. It's not tanning stuff, but it's like the suntan lotion that's tinted that's supposed to help you tan instead of sunburn. I definitely think it works and helps a lot. So I used to sunburn really easily, but then I actually had a membership to a tanning salon for a little bit, which helps, because, like, if you get your body used to tanning, then you're less likely to sunburn. So instead of sunburning this year, I've been actually getting tan. It's very nice. Okay. Yeah, and then I just have this Sonia Kashuk, I think is how you say it, long wear brow pencil. I really like, it's long, so it lasts a while. I got it at Target. Well, my mom got it at Target and gave it to me for Christmas because I saw it and I wanted it. I just fill in my brows. Not that they need that much, because even though I'm a natural blonde, I have naturally dark eyelashes. Naturally dark eyebrows. I don't dye them. I've actually been asked that before. Because, like, some, like, natural bleach blonde people, you can't see their eyebrows. But I have darker blonde hair, but it lightens up in the sunlight. So, not an issue for me. Luckily. Just, like, I have really nice nails, except for it looks like I do cocaine with my pinky nail, because my pinkies get so long so fast, because they're my pinkies. Like, I'm not really doing anything with my pinkies for them to break. So, it looks like I have cocaine nail, but I don't. I don't do coke. I drink it, but I don't do it. I don't do drugs. Never done drugs. Yeah. Unless they've been prescribed to me. Like, actually prescribed to me, not, like... I'm gonna stop talking about that. I don't know where I was going with that at all. I honestly don't. But yeah. Hopefully the kids will want to play outside today, because if not, then I usually get sent to the computer lab with the kids. Which, I mean, like, it's fine on, like, a rainy day when, like, yeah, okay, if I'm gonna be inside, I'd rather be in a dark room playing on my phone. While the kids play on the computer. But, like, a day like today where it's sunny and nice out, I'm like, nah, I want to be outside. I want to play soccer. I want to run around the field and play with them or whatever. So hopefully we will see what happens. And I haven't really been doing anything with my eyes lately except for mascara. But I'm just using my bronzer with a fluffy brush in the crease for a little bit of dimension. But still very natural. Barely looks like I'm wearing anything. And then I've been using, oh, and it's just the Rimmel Natural Bronzer. I really like Rimmel. They're also the face powder I use, which is a Sandstorm. And then I've been using Wet n Wild's Color Icon Bronzer, but I got it in, like, the lightest color. 50, Reserve Your Cabana, 743A. It's the lightest one, I think, that was in that set. Or, like, not set, but, you know, whenever they release their different stuff, I don't know what it's called, I don't know. And I just use that on my finger, on my actual eyelid. Once again, still very natural looking. And then on my cheekbones, on the top of my cheekbones, and a little bit on my nose, and then on the... What's it called? The bow of your lips, I guess. For a little bit of outer dimension, you know. Not that I really need it, because I have pretty full lips. And then I've been using the Revlon Color Burst Matte Balm in 210 Unapologetic. Woo, sassy. I just barely dabbed on my lips, because it's so bright. Yeah. I don't really think I need mascara. I do think I'm gonna go and put bronzer, though, in the hollows of my cheeks. Because why not? Not that I guess it's considered a little bit of contouring, but I don't do that full out shit girls do. That I think is ridiculous. It's still my face. Promise, okay? It's not like I'm putting another face on top of my face. I don't do that. I don't even know how to accomplish that. And then I'm just gonna put mascara on my bottom lashes since I have the fakes. It doesn't look like I need mascara on them at all. I have hiccups. Maybe I'll grow a few more inches. Just kidding. I've accepted my fate of being short. Yeah. All done. Wow, that was so much makeup. Just kidding. No, it was not. Anyways, that's 30 minutes. Wow. Okay. Props to you if you finish this whole thing. Thanks for listening.